night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall.
DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Now, when did Sprite and Sierra Mist become the same drink? When I'm at the restaurant and ask the waitress, "You got Sprite?" She goes, "We have Sierra Mist." Well, good for you. But I ask if you got Sprite. If you don't, just say no, so I can order ice water and move on to my damn appetizer. That's like asking the dude at Nike Town, "You got cross trainers in an 11? And he goes, "We got soccer sandals in a 6. Awesome, dumbass. That don't help me whatsoever. Is there any chance you're single? Because I know a waitress you should meet.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adam's Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adam's Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a wet forecast at least through tonight and tomorrow and probably into Friday night. Occasional periods of showers are likely. Relatively mild tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's high will be around 60, maybe the low 60s. The rain comes to an end Friday night. I think Saturday's a dry day, mild with a high temperature around 60. More scattered showers on Sunday and a better chance of rain Sunday night into Monday as the next storm system moves in. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country. Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans are, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs, why these Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a chance, will you? Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs, what are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're weak and you got a weak immune system. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, and the ratings confirm that today. Congratulations to all of us on News Talk. It was a big day. Yeah. And for Blue Water Broadcasting as well. We thank you for your support as we started Thursday afternoon.
And here.
Dig deep, Jeb. Please squad. Well, I don't know where to start today. Have we heard anything from the mayor? Has he apologized yet for his...
I don't think so. I think he made another statement, but I don't think he apologized for making the first one.
Let's see. I just got a somebody who emailed the mayor's office about the tweet in question, in which he referred to the outgoing president as trash, which is like calling anybody that voted for Donald Trump trash. Coming from his political background, I thought that was mighty judgmental and inappropriate and racist. And the time for politicians to stop hiding behind that is now. That's when we'll have equality, when people can't run. Oh, you don't like me? Get, you know, stop with that schmit. Okay? Just stop with it. Nobody's buying it anymore. Society has moved on. It's only those who choose to stay stuck in the 60s, and there's still plenty of them, and some of them still hold political office and play that game. No, we're not. This is the response that a listener got from the mayor's office about the tweet. Thank you for expressing your thoughts. We pride ourselves on our reputation in the community. Therefore, I will be sure to pass your comments along to the mayor. In the meantime, should you have any questions or additional comments, please feel free to email me. Thanks and enjoy your afternoon. There's no name attached to this. I don't know who actually supposed that. That was, that really told me a lot. Thank you for your comments. Which is just another nice way of saying,
screw you!
There'll be no accountability. And there never is. There never is. We have some calls. We start with Frank this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg. This is Frank up in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire. New Hampshire, yes. Where...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
That's the one. How are you?
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, have you gone to Antifa.com yet?
Yeah, we have seen that if you go to Antifa.com, it takes you where? To the White House?
Yeah. White House.
Yeah, Biden's White House.
Yeah, Biden's White House, exactly.
Pretty impressive, I'd say.
Well, it's funny. Antifa is back to destroying property and stuff, and they've been just as vociferous in their hatred of Biden. They called themselves ungovernable.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? That's not protest.
Get rid of it.
That's insurrection. What's happening in Seattle, what's happening in Portland, that is insurrection. Yep. What happened at Capitol Hill on January 6th, as the evidence comes to bed, I hope the president takes it all to trial. Even the Washington Post is now admitting that great elements of that event were planned ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, but they're saying that it was planned by Trump supporters.
No.
Mm-mm. No?
No.
No, they have evidence that it wasn't.
It wasn't, yeah.
Well, I know they have evidence, but Nancy Pelosi's calling for Trump to be tried for murder.
Nancy Pelosi can ball up the report and stick it up her ass. How about if we start there today, okay?
I agree with you 100%.
I mean, and without a lubricant. I want it to hurt, bitch.
Hey, did you see all the references to Handmaid's Tale with the colors, the dresses, and everything everyone's wearing? You know, are you familiar with the Handmaid's Tale?
No.
Well, there was a book, and now then there's a series on Netflix or one of those. I don't know which one. And it's about government taking over. They're saying that a pandemic caused men to go sterile, blah, blah, blah. So they made all the women that could have babies that didn't have any money become handmaids. So
I got to see this. This sounds like a really great
thing. It's pretty impressive, Greg, as far as there's a lot of stuff relating to this. And it takes place in Boston. But you need to watch that series, A Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, it takes place in Boston. Really, Boston gave up. Boston gave up its balls a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait till you see some of the scenes in there. For, like, the Boston Globe, that's where it is. Of course, that's no longer in existence.
And then was one at Fenway Park. Any vote city that would vote for Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, you're not kidding.
It's lost.
Oh, man. I can't say much. My state with the clowns we have for representatives.
Yeah.
And senators.
They're all clowns. So. They're all clowns.
Oh,
both
yeah.
sides. It's loaded with self-serving I don't know what to call them.
Politicians.
I hear you.
I mean, it's terrible. I hope Trump does what he says and gets the Patriot Party going.
Me too. Let's give him a few days off.
I'm ready. They don't represent us anymore, so.
No, they don't. And we need to get their attention with that. We'll start with them. Yes. It's good to hear your voice again, Frank.
Great to hear you, too.
Take care, buddy. All right. Let's see if we have anybody listening locally.
Good afternoon. I'm local.
Hey.
I've been local for 45 years, my friend.
I'm glad to know that, Chris.
Yeah, I am. And I'm going to tell you from a local guy's perspective, Stephen Reed needs to get out and about and look at all the trash all over the city. And he seems to be more invested in what's going on in politics. They can get him a little jobby job with a Biden and throw out his little cute tweet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we didn't have 68 murders of, you know, black men and women this past year, yet he doesn't say anything about that because he's too concerned about his political career.
Yep.
And he's and you know, that's the problem we're in. We're in a position where our leader, our so called leader in this city is just trying to vie for the next political office. He doesn't care about you, black or white, green or red. It doesn't matter. He's just trying to do what's best for his political career. And, you know, he can throw out little tweets about the trash, but I don't think he's gone down South Court Street or Eastern Boulevard or Vaughan Road or Lawrence Street.
It's hard to see those places when you're standing in front of a camera on MSLSD or CNN every other day.
Yeah. Yeah, go into some of these heavy parts of town where people are getting murdered, and go talk to the moms and dads of dead children, you know, who've died in their neighborhood, or a grandmother who's sitting around hearing gunfire. You know, Stephen Reed doesn't care about that. Just like old George Carlin said, he doesn't care about you. Stephen Reed doesn't care about you. He didn't care about this city. He could give two rips about it. It's all about his little political career, you know? And that's the problem we have. We have people that just want to make the next step, and they don't give two dams about it. You know, and it's about time for people, no matter what color you are, to wake up.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Those people down there at City Hall, they don't care about you. You know what they care about? A $50 million water park instead of paying for police officers or fixing roads. You know, that's what they want. They want a $50 million water park.
Is that water park open yet, by the way? Is that, can I get tickets from you?
No. I lay this at the feet of the Chamber of Commerce. I'd lay it at the feet of the Board of Education. You know, we're trying to play these inside cute games, people making money and doing their little thing. And guess what? This is what you get. You get a tweeting mayor throwing his little words out, thinks he's cute, but at the same time, he's got 68 murders behind the belt. He's got BLM around a water fountain.
Is that still there? I thought that was temporary. That's another lie.
No.
Get that vandalism off the road.
Well, the guy is a joke. And like I said, the quicker that white and black people wake up and figure out these guys don't care two rips about you, it's going to be the same thing. You're going to have potholes and bad education and murders and trash.
Yep.
Because we got trash at the City Hall. But he's too weak. He's too cowardly to come out there, and he's hiding behind his little keyboard. That's all he is. He's a coward, and he needs to be gone. And the quicker he's gone, the quicker people realize that we have nothing to lose at this point. We have nothing to lose.
Right,
we lost everything.
Made your point. You did very well, very articulately, and we appreciate your call. We go to Andy.
Good afternoon, Greg. Congratulations to your whole staff on your multiple awards.
Which awards would those be?
Your ratings.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a big day for Blue Water. Not just News Talk, but Bama Country and Jams. Our stations did very, very well.
Good.
And we are.
I'm still waiting for WSSA to report about this great mayor, about the tweet.
I thought they did.
Okay. Great. Well, let me give you a little insight for all your listeners to know. I'm a former city employee, and I know a lot of firefighters and police officers in the city of Montgomery. They're still employed there, okay? They cannot wait for the day that they can get their retirement or get another job with the state and get out from there, okay? These women and men that are still serving, if they were to get online today and tweet or put anything on their social media, half of what the mayor did yesterday or last night, degrading our president, they would have either got time off payroll or they would have been fired.
Yeah.
And I'll even go further. There are police officers and firefighters in the city of Montgomery that have had that happen to them, okay? There's a standing rule in the rule book of the city of Montgomery that will prohibit police officers, firefighters, the city employees for not doing that. That mayor needs to be held accountable for the same rules that he's holding his department heads to enforce.
I didn't know that, but I appreciate the heads up on that. Thank you. Hello? Well, we lost, we did not drop the call. Terry?
Yes, I told you yesterday I would look it up, and I did. And yes, we can get rid of him, but 30% of the actual voters will sign the petition under Alabama Code 11-44-130. We can recall it anytime, anywhere. So we can recall him. That's a fact.
Okay, I appreciate knowing that. When do we start?
All right.
Who wants to start that?
Whenever you want to. I'm ready. I got the attorneys to do it. They looked it up for me. They told me what I needed. I can get the petition started. You can be the first signer, and I'll be the second.
Here's what will happen. We'll get it started, and then this rumor that Kamala's going to find him a job in D.C. will come to pass. And
I'll still throw him out. 30% of the voters is all we need.
It's certainly worth looking at. Appreciate you. Thanks. Let's go to Cooter.
Did you say you wanted somebody loco to call?
No, local.
Yeah. Oh, that's very different then.
I'm sorry if you misunderstood what we were saying.
Hey, I was fiddling around over in the Uncut Facebook page, and I came across a post somebody had made in reference to a talk show host on a local talk channel and how bad they were crying about the election. And one of them even referenced your wife on there, on a post that she had made about... I think the word that it was almost, she almost came right out and called Reed racist or something. Did you see that?
No.
Okay.
And frankly, I wish I didn't know about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's on your wife's Facebook page if you want to look at it.
Thank you.
I thought maybe you'd seen it already. I'm sorry to bring it up. Hey, love you guys. Have a blessed evening.
Love you too.
Here is Doug. What else have you?
Hey, Greg, you've already gotten the news. I just wanted to let you know. Well, it's old news now. Jack said that I'm talking about Jack 9 to noon, Jack.
Jack Kemp.
He wasn't going to name names. That's not Jack's demeanor, but he said that he thought Kamala was going to get y'all's illustrious mayor a job. So he is hoping that that'll happen. And even though I'm an El Moron, I would donate to a J.C. Love for mayor. Let's try it again, and I hope that your station would support him.
J.C.,
he's probate.
Probate.
Isn't he probate judge?
Yes, ma'am. I know that's exactly what he is, but he could he not resign that position?
Oh, yeah.
Could he not voluntarily resign and run for mayor?
Yeah,
he could.
Okay, well. Anyway, I hate to say this, Greg, but I don't have anything for Montgomery. Last time I went to Montgomery was October of 2019 to take my fiancée to dinner for her birthday. I do everything in Elmore County or Autauga County, Prattville, Millbrook. And I hate to say that, Greg. I left Montgomery in 98, and I never looked back.
A lot of people did. That's why Prattville and Wetumpka are growing. Thank you for the call. But I work in a business that's based in Montgomery. We are sponsored by businesses that are based in Montgomery, that serve people in Montgomery, and I use businesses and restaurants here in town. And would probably continue to do that, even if we move for some reason. Hello? Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law. I wanted to...
Hold on.
bring up their website because it's divorceformenalabama.com. There are some powerful testimonials. Yeah, because it's not just the ready knowledge of the law, because they have that at Duncan Tomlinson, Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson. But it's bigger than that. It's knowing that you've got a real advocate, somebody who is not just looking at you as another case to handle, but somebody who's really got your back. And that is something that shows up when you read the testimonials at divorceformenalabama.com. I know a number of women who have chosen them to represent them and been very happy with the result, and they do matters of family law. But it's so important to have that level of honesty, and that's the way it has to work. For them to produce the best result for you, they have to know the truth. You can't, because everything comes out. It all eventually comes out. Get it out in front. Know where you stand if you're ready to move forward with that part of your life. 819-4810 is the number. Again, divorcefromalabama.com. If you've run into financial bumps due to the pandemic and so forth, they can refer you to Amy Hampton, who handles bankruptcies. And I can tell you from personal experience, having somebody who can take the wolf away from the door and get the phone to stop ringing with really vicious, ugly people is a blessing. Keep that in mind, too. 819-4810, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is one click on homedepot.com/bath. It's the Days of Doing Winter Bath event. Up to 40% off a wide selection of vanities, faucets, toilets, and more, plus free delivery of all online vanities. From bold new lighting to a fresh new shower, your new bath is closer than you think. The Winter Bath event, online now at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through March 28th, while supplies last.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See mobile protect terms and conditions at asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tired of problematic cisgendered playing cards? Then sign up for the World Series of Woker.
Ugh, no more kings, queens, and jacks. Down with the patriarchy.
Play Texas Hold'em with all-inclusive trigger-free terminology.
Big blind is $10. Oh, I'm sorry. We can't say blind anymore.
Offending people will no longer be a gamble.
Hey, you can't play the Joker. He got canceled because of a tweet from 10 years ago.
It's the World Series of Woker.
I have a straight.
Nope. You have an ally.
Aren't you getting a little bit sick of this crap? I don't even know what half of these things mean. Cisgendered, binary. I don't know. I know boys and girls. DNA. There's two. This freak that Biden appointed to some cabinet position, who was the health director for the state of Pennsylvania, looked like one of the most unhealthy people I've ever seen in my life. Overweight, straggly hair, apparently transgender. I'm not sure.
Was a man who decided he wanted to be a woman.
But unless you can change your DNA, that's not really possible. And now, thanks to Potato Head Joe, the end of girl sports is near, because it'll be possible for boys to identify as women, participate in girl sports, win, and then shower with them afterwards. This is a brave new world they are walking us into. Hey, Dee Dee.
Hey. Let me get you off speaker. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that now that Biden's in office, you'll find that the Democrats are going to get more emboldened with their speech and, of course, their policies and everything else. That includes the one that's running Montgomery.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing that the FBI knew a week before what was going to happen at the Capitol, and they didn't tell President Trump. So...
I don't doubt that. Why didn't the D.C. man? They had to know. They had to know there's going to be a giant crowd. That was all done by plan. That was all deliberate.
Well, I think the Democrats were behind it. And
nobody will be held accountable. Nobody will be held accountable. You can count on that. Not with Christopher Wray running the FBI. Mr. Birdbrain.
And I wanted to, can I suggest a couple movies for people to watch?
Sure.
They're on Amazon. I don't like Amazon, but I watched The Plot Against the President last night.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know if you've seen it, but that explains everything that happened and why it happened.
Okay.
And Devin Nunez, who's in the, I guess, in the House Intelligence Committee, he's on there a lot, and... I forget the other guy's name, but it's a real well done documentary.
Dinesh D'Souza's documentaries are well done. Yes, they are. They're very good.
And I'm surprised Amazon even has them on there.
Well, don't worry, they'll get rid of it as soon as they find out. Just like they do at the deplatforming Parler and anything else. This is corporate fascism at its worst. Dee Dee, thanks for the call. I got to run. It is 3:32. Make sure that you trust your comfort with people that are on call 24/7 and really know their stuff, and that's Clark's. The best HVAC technicians in the planet. And plumbers, too. We don't give the plumbers enough credit, but they are so good at what they do and so talented. And as people, so amiable. Everybody's thoroughly background checked, drug tested on an ongoing basis, just to be sure about the folks they're sending into people's homes. Clark's Club members get two annual tune-ups to the, ahead of each seasonal change. If you were to join today, they'd be out to get you ready for the rest of the cold weather season ahead, and then come back in earlier mid-March and get you ready for the turn into the hot weather season. My electric bills have been so low year to year because we've had them out for the tune-ups. Anytime there's a suspicious bump, I call them up, and they usually can determine it's either something... a wire that's amiss, or maybe there's a little dirt clogged in a filter. And they address it immediately instead of letting it become a big problem. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Traffic at 333.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We believe they've wrapped that accident on the Eastern Boulevard, but use caution if you're traveling from Vaughn to Troy Highway. It should be right in front of Arts Music Shop, hopefully, though, out of the way by now. Got a good bit of congestion on East South Boulevard at Baptist and Alpha, also at Norman Bridge and Highway 331. Very busy on Fairview Avenue and Southwest Boulevard at I-65. Everything else is light to mostly moderate, including I-65 and 85. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassle. Call MCS at Wetumpka 567-9000. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We have a wet forecast at least through tonight and tomorrow and probably into Friday night. Occasional periods of showers are likely. Relatively mild tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's high will be around 60, maybe the low 60s. The rain comes to an end Friday night. I think Saturday's a dry day, mild with a high temperature around 60. More scattered showers on Sunday and a better chance of rain Sunday night into Monday as the next storm system moves in. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Club Lockdown. Please welcome to the stage, Willie Mascot.
Thank you, thank you. I'll tell you a coronavirus joke now, but you'll have to wait 2 weeks to see if you got it. You know, since we're in quarantine, I guess we'll all be making only inside jokes from now on. Back in 2019, you would cough to cover up a fart. Now with COVID-19, you fart to cover up a cough. My wife bought a world map and gave me a dart and said, throw this, and wherever it lands, that's where we're going when the pandemic ends. Turns out we're spending 2 weeks behind the fridge. Thank you, thank you. Don't forget to stay 6 feet away from your waitresses.
All right, 338. Blair is on the line.
Yes, sir, and I want to thank y'all for last night. I enjoyed it. I'll be back. It was so nice to see you, Greg, and to meet Rosie. And Eddie, I just had a great time, and I wanted to thank y'all for that.
We had a blast last night. Yeah. It was a great gathering, especially considering the mood people were in yesterday.
Well, you know, God's in control. But another thing, I went to Kohl's today and got a number to call and cancel my charge account there.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
And I had to make a little pit stop, so as I'm going through the young teenage girls area, there's a shelf there, and on top of the shelf, there's a book that says, it says the book is anti-racist. This book is anti-racist. It's teaching you how to not be a racist. And it was in the young girls section, and on the counter was all kind of T-shirts that said, I'm not a racist, and I'm this, that, whatever. Well, I really didn't want to, but I bought the book so I can read it because I believe knowledge is power. So I may bring it down there for y'all to pass around when I finish reading it. But I was not happy about that either.
Yeah, when you're done, I'd like to see that. Maybe I'll share it on the air so I can improve our listeners.
I'll try to be finished and bring it to you next Wednesday.
Okay.
Thanks, Blair.
Thank you for the call. It was great to meet you last night. Keith, or Kent, rather.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask you a question. How come the mayor has trash all over the city of Montgomery, like going down Where's Fair Road, Camellia Drive, Hickory Drive, and different areas
See,
and then going down.
You're about the 15th person to call and bring this up in the last 2 days, since he made his intemperate remark. You got to call him and ask him why, because I don't know.
I mean, it seems like that the garbage department does not care to empty the trash cans going down towards Eastbrook, Worrisford Road. But, I mean, I still see tree limbs down from when the last hurricane came through Montgomery. I mean, it's gotten ridiculous.
I have no idea. They're raising taxes on everything. That we should be able to hire the employees to take care of these issues as they happen. Thank you for the call. Sam?
Greg, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to share a feel-good memory, talking about keeping things classy. I remember shortly after President Trump got elected, he made a world tour, but he toured through Europe. And I just remember this real strongly, how proud I was when I saw him and the First Lady Melania with the heads of state of Poland. They were standing there, and the military was doing pass review. And it just, my heart swelled with pride. It looked like the perfect couple to represent us. And it just, all the lies and loose talk that occurred, I never lost my pride in our president. It just, so if Biden starts to make his little world tour, I just want.
He won't even know where the hell he is.
That's it. He looked feeble the other day on the inauguration. Man, that was...
What a joke.
They had him doped up. Yeah, but if they go overseas...
Interesting for all the people that call anti-immigrant. Now, he married one who can speak five languages. But...
The American dream, yeah.
All we're going to do is hear about Dr. Jill Biden, who couldn't put Clearasil on his zit. Thanks for the call, Sam. I'm going to play music this afternoon.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, did you hear the news?
No. What?
This is something you should know as the mother of a three-year-old. It's all about a dinosaur butts
and a fossil find. Archaeologists can't deny. They found the opening for lemonade waste and it laid dinosaur eggs from the bum. They're learning a lot from the rump of Triceratops. Discovery's fantastic. Talk about Jurassic of famous.
This dinosaur fossil that was discovered revealed that particular aperture, that's Latin for hole.
I got it. Got that. Mm-hmm. I see where this is going.
Was used for all kinds of inbound and outbound type of traffic. Dinosaur babies, fupuses, pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's alarming. Like, I'm just going to leave it at that today.
That tune is right up there with Baby Shark in my estimation.
Yep, mm-hmm. which I'll be listening to here shortly because I don't know if your listeners are aware, but the group that makes the song Baby Shark is called Pink Fong. Okay,
Pink Fong. And,
yes, P-I-N-K-F-O-N-G. Pink Fong, and they have all different types of songs. They have animal songs, dinosaur songs. Our song. Well, Steve and Daniel love Pink Fong, and so every day when I pick him up from school, I have to listen to these songs the entire way home. And let me just tell you, it is like nails on a chalkboard, y'all.
Yeah.
Motherhood 101.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then, you know, Lola is upset because Lola does not like these Pink Fong songs.
Oh.
And Lola just, like, wants out of the car, like, Mommy. And so she's upset in the back seat. And Steven says, I can't hear his song, so you have to turn them up louder. It's, like, the perfect storm of suck, you guys. It's just a lot.
Well, you know, they've worked wonders with acrylic this year in protecting people in stores and store counters and so forth. Maybe they can come up with an acrylic device that will allow him his own little isolation chamber with soundproofing. He can enjoy his music, and Lola can enjoy.
I have considered putting headphones on him and just letting him, like, rock out in the back seat, like, with his own little iPad, because, y'all, Mama can't take it. After a long day at work, the last thing I want to hear is, like, the Blue Whale song, which is one of his favorites.
The Blue Whale?
Yeah. I know so much useless information about excavators and animals and dinosaurs. Because of these songs.
Well, you'll have a great future in morning radio because the key to being successful is having a font of wisdom about nothing that is practical in any other job in the world.
I'm utterly amazed.
I have a lot of useless knowledge. But I can communicate really well with, like, the 3.5-year-old and younger. Like, that's right up my alley right now.
Did you hear that 8,000 people died from COVID today under Joe Biden's leadership? That's
terrible.
Oh,
my God. I thought it was cured today.
I thought it was going to go away, too, but 8,000, and I blame Joe Biden for every single one of them.
I thought COVID was going away today with the pipeline, and I thought Joe Biden ran on the platform that if he got elected, he was curing cancer. Remember that?
Has he done it yet?
No, not a single dollar has been spent on cancer research, but those were the platforms that he ran on. Oh, and world peace and unity, and I'm still pissed about yesterday, so I don't know what unity he's talking about, but I'm still pretty fiery.
A lot of people are pissed off about yesterday, and then the smug follow-up to the original ugly tweet.
I expect nothing less from that. Like, I'm sad, Greg. Like, I'm really sad about it. I love Montgomery, and I am not a Montgomery native, but I love Montgomery. My family is here. My friends are here. My business is here. I want what's best for Montgomery.
Me too, Jacqueline.
And I'm hurt. It's not about a Republican, Democrat, white, black, male, female. It's about, like, I love my city. And I've watched Montgomery grow so much while I've been here 15 years. And now I just watched us take a huge step back, and it hurt.
Yeah.
And to be unapologetically just rude and obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get over yourself. I mean, I don't care if your last name is Reed or Rockefeller. Get over yourself. Not cool, dude.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's...
I got to give our local media credit. AL.com, the TV stations, they picked up on the story.
Good.
But no apology forthcoming so far.
And we won't. It's still up on his Twitter feed today. I checked because I'm still pissed. Like, and I love how Facebook has this, like, thing from the mayor's office about how they're looking for certain positions to be filled, and people have, like, gone to this post and are now commenting. But one of them is, like, a PR manager. And I'm like, yeah, you need that. Because somebody should have called him. First of all, like, his wife should have told him, like, get it off. Like, take it down. You know what I mean? Like, where are his friends? Like, Dana Delk would have called me and been like, all right, like, pump your brakes. Like, time to take it down, you know?
Yeah, that follow-up tweet.
Somebody's got to care about this man.
Was it something I said?
Yeah.
Which is an acknowledgement. There's a fuss about something. And the first commenter, a guy named Jim Gowan, says, a lot you have said has made me regret voting for you.
Yeah. And like I said yesterday, like, I didn't vote for him, but now I don't even, I'm having a hard time even supporting him, which I have done since the day he came into office. I have supported him 100%.
Now, we had a caller earlier that said legally he can be recalled if we get, like, was it 30,000?
Yeah.
Legitimate signatures.
Let me know where to find. As a Montgomery resident and small business owner, my heart hurts today.
Yes.
It's pathetic.
As does mine. You missed us at the Baumhauers last night.
I know.
Yeah, we had a very cathartic evening. And so lots of new faces there last night, which is great.
Well, we've had a little bit, you know, with all of these crying wolf situations, and Jared's been called to work things that have nothing has come of it. Our family, because, you know, that affects people's family. When these officers and workers get called out, you know, off duty to do things, it takes them away from their family.
Yeah.
Nobody cares, though. And so we've had to kind of regroup and juggle and manage. And I forgot Lola's baby bottles yesterday at school, and that's not like me. And so, you know, we're just kind of getting used to being a family of four. And with an infant and a toddler.
Yeah. Which is a full-time job.
Yeah. And then, you know, being a full-time attorney and having court. I'm so glad to be back at work, though. Praise God. I mean, mama needs some adult interaction, I'll tell you that. Even if sometimes those adults act like children, I'll take it. So.
But you manage your time so incredibly well and get the most out of it. I try.
And, you know, I'd love to be able to get home and see my parents, and I miss my family. But, you know, 2021 is going to be better than 2020. I declare it.
It is.
I'm declaring it.
It is.
It's not starting off that way, but
no, it's not.
It will be.
But it will get better.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I miss the Baumhauers. I need to come.
Yeah, we would love to see you there. Yeah. Let me know when you can kind of think, you know, look ahead on it so we can make a fuss.
Yeah. I know. Well, next week, Amy Hampton has a big birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, the big, I won't say the number on the air, but I'll text it to you. It's a big milestone.
What date?
Her actual birthday is February 6th.
Okay.
But because of the COVID, we're not able to have a big shindig because, you know, I'm all about a party. So there's a small, very intimate group of us just going to dinner. Actually, it's City Grill where Roz and I used to go.
Yeah, I love that place.
So I plan just a little, very intimate. There's like six of us going to dinner next Tuesday. So I don't know if I'll be able to break away two nights during the week because that's a lot for my husband to have to handle.
Of course it is. Now we get it.
So, but maybe the week after, I can do it. Because he's fully capable, but I hate to leave Jared with all that responsibility. That's bedtime, bath time. You know, our kids haven't seen us all day. And contrary to popular belief, they really love us. really like me.
I've got Amy's birthday on the calendar, and we will be here Saturday morning, so.
Well, good. Yeah, it's February 6th, and she and her real sister have a little Disney trip planned. So,
quick question on a legal situation.
Yeah.
Just your take on it. This happened, let's see, I think it was it in England? A woman put something on TikTok about her ancestry DNA test showed that her father... was not actually her father. Her biological father turned out to be an old family friend who is now a billionaire. And I want you to hear her comment, and I would like to know what you might recommend to this woman after hearing this.
My dad came up with the brilliant idea of giving the entire family ancestry DNA kits last year for Christmas. I too have identified as Irish. Turns out I'm 75% Norwegian and the rest is like German and British and there's zero Irish. So I called him cracking up saying, guess what? I'm not Irish at all. He calls me at 10 o'clock, which we all know is like 3 a.m. dad time, saying, there's no way you're not Irish. So with my dad on the phone, I log into my account to see if I have any DNA matches. And I had an exact paternal match. It just wasn't him. I confronted my mom and two of my aunts immediately. Everyone, including my mother, was shook. But even my dad recognized the name. Apparently, he was an old family friend. So I Googled this dude's name, and he's a billionaire. He's the CEO for a major company, and his three daughters work for him. And naturally, like the unstable millennial that I am, I drive halfway across the country to his corporate office. I tried to give him a letter, but when he heard my name, he refused to meet with me. Basically, all it said was thank you because I'm really happy to be alive.
How about that?
That's like Elf the movie, but in real life.
Elf.
I never saw Elf.
Well, once that's is enough. What happened.
If you can get through it once, that's all you need to watch.
I will say that, unfortunately, that happens more than you would think. We have clients all of the time who are married, are in the process of going through a divorce, and once we start, you know, discussing timelines and events during their marriage, we've had to tell people that have been very happily married and had children during their marriage, you need to contest paternity. And some people make the decision to do that, and some people don't, because the way the law is written, only certain people can contest paternity or deny paternity or acknowledge paternity. There's a lot going on, but it happened.
In a situation like this, where apparently it was never known, her mother successfully kept it a secret. Does she have any legal right to pursue her biological father for any kind of support?
I don't.
I mean, she's a billionaire. We should give her something, for goodness sake.
Yeah, but like, so I don't, I'm gonna, my initial gut reaction is going to be probably not.
Oh.
But, you know, no, I don't think she can.
I have a friend that happened to. She went through Ancestry.com and found out that her dad wasn't her dad. So she confronted her mom, and, you know, her mom had never said anything to anyone. And, you know, the girl was so angry. She still, you know, has a relationship with her mom and still loves her mom. But it was so hard, but it explained a lot of things. And it would have helped her with medical problems that she had had.
Once
she traced her ancestors, she found out that what she had was in the family lineage on the other side.
I've had friends that have happened to, personal friends, and then I've also had people that, you know, didn't know. Because you remember back in the day, like, children born illegitimately out of wedlock or out of a situation that families never knew about because it wasn't spoken about, and then found out later on in life. I've had two friends of mine. One found out that they had a sibling that they never knew about. They did not know their mother actually had an affair early on in their marriage and gave the child up for adoption before they were born.
Oh, wow.
And then a friend of mine found her adopted, like she was adopted, but didn't know it until her mother had passed, and found her elderly biological mother.
Wow.
So, like, yeah, like, there's wonderful things about this DNA stuff, but I'm too scared to do it because, like, I'm all about, like, I don't want the man having my saliva type of deal. I'm too, like, conspiracy theorist. Like, I don't want you knowing that much about me.
Well,
but, you know.
I appreciate the interesting insight you offer on it, though. We got to run because we're about to wrap up the 3 o'clock hour, but thank
you. Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too.
We'll see you soon at the bomb hours. Everybody's hanging up on me today. What did I do? All right, 357. Supply lines, that's a term you've been hearing a lot about lately. I've been interrupted for a whole bunch of different... In fact, Brandt talked about that Tuesday when he was here. In the furniture market, that was a bit of an issue, but at Kaiser Fine Furniture, it is not. The trucks have arrived in that 65,000-square-foot warehouse at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just beyond Mayor Reed's 10% taxing power. Is filled with choices, and it's run by three women who are considered among the best in not just knowing the products available and coming up with choices that fit your needs and budget, but at decorating suggestions as well. And that's Stella, Cheryl, and Dale. They're amazing. So you've got the best possible consultants on the planet. The biggest selection you're ever going to see in a very... Just wear comfortable shoes. That's my only recommendation. It's a very, very functional building, and you'll have plenty to choose from at Kaiser. ShopKaiser.com is the web address. Better yet, stop by and see them. You can open a Synchrony account with a big purchase of $2,000 or more and 0% interest over 18 months at Kaiser Fine Furniture. 358.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are very busy on East South Boulevard right now in front of Baptist and Alpha. Norman Bridge Road, very busy outbound to East South Boulevard, as well as Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway, streaming a lot of cars out of downtown right now. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. No accidents to report at the moment. Buckle up, be safe out there. We'll keep you updated. Bad credit, don't sweat it. Get the cash you need.